We're now going to hear from some of those who fled the Turkish attack in northern Syria, an attack that came after President Trump moved U.S. troops out of the way. These are Syrian Kurds who have made a dangerous journey into Iraq. NPR's Fatma Tanis met them in a refugee camp where work is being done to fit more people.
Gawilan Refugee Camp is nestled in the hilly terrain of northern Iraq. It's 90 miles from the Syrian border. For years, it's already been home to thousands of Syrian Kurds who fled Syria's war. Now, more are coming. This time, they're fleeing the Turkish offensive into northern Syria. Camp managers make room for the newcomers. A yellow bulldozer levels the muddy ground as people try to settle in. Children play hide-and-seek between the rows of white tents pitched on the uneven dirt, and a work crew puts up temporary bathrooms. At least 14,000 Syrian Kurdish refugees have arrived in Iraq in the past month. Around 1,800 are in this camp. Wasfia Jalaluddin is sitting on a patch of dirt holding her 3-year-old grandson. Two granddaughters hover around her.
Our houses were on the Turkish border. When Turkey attacked, the Kurdish fighters made our homes the front line for their operation. The Turkish bullets were coming toward us, and the Kurdish bullets were coming toward us.
Her neighbors were killed in the fighting. She says her family had to hire smugglers to get around their own Kurdish forces who want the men to stay and fight. Her son-in-law was forced to stay behind.
Every night, the children ask me if their father is going to die in Syria, or if he will be able to come here.
Almost everyone here has family or friends they say are still trapped inside Syria. Alwan Abbas says it took his wife and kids 2 weeks to make their way to the border, 50 miles away. Evading Kurdish fighters was so difficult, they almost gave up.
They did not let us go. They told us, even if you stand here for 100 years, we are not going to let you cross.
Eventually, he got money from a son in Europe to pay smugglers $2,000 for a way around the checkpoints. Others also accused the Kurdish forces, under the YPG militia, of forcing men to stay behind, or of preventing Kurds from leaving so it's harder for Turkish-backed forces to take over. It's been noticed by aid workers. They say only about 200 people a day are getting out now. That's down from about 2,000 a day only a few weeks ago. Kurdish commanders did not respond to NPR questions about whether they're blocking people from leaving. It's lunchtime at Gawilan camp. An aid group rolls in with pickup trucks filled with huge metal pots of rice and stew. Refugees come out of their tents with their pots and pans. Men and boys get in line on one side, women and children on the other. Away from the lunch crowd, an old man stands alone among the white tents. He's agitated, kicking the dirt, and says he doesn't want to be interviewed by an American outlet. But he says he was a professor back in Syria and blames his situation on President Trump for pulling U.S. troops out of the path of the Turkish offensive. He says Trump is a businessman and, quote, he sold us. When a fruit truck arrives, almost no one shows up to buy any. Most of the refugees spent their life savings to pay smugglers to get here. They might get permits to work in Iraq, but jobs are scarce and their future is uncertain. Behrvan Mohammed says she hopes they're just here temporarily before resettling in Iraq. But just a few hundred feet away is that other, older section of Gawilan camp. It's filled with thousands of Syrian Kurds who came here years ago with similar hopes of a better life. Fatma Tanis, NPR News, Gawilan Camp, Northern Iraq.